Midda sighed.
Oh, no. Now which way do we go?
She sat down to rest whilst Tura took a brief look at both passages. The squirrel maid shrugged.
They both look the same to me. Don't suppose it makes much difference which one we follow.
Oh, yes, it do. Believe me, it do.
Tura jumped with fright as a figure emerged from the shadows, clad in a torn and tattered cloak. It was a very tall and exceedingly skinny hedgehog. The little ones were scared. They huddled close to Midda and the Witherspike twins. Tura took a step back from the hedgehog. There was something decidedly odd about him, but she determined not to be afraid.
Well, tell me, which one would you choose?
The beast threw back his hood, letting the shabby cloak fall open. It was not a pretty sight. Most of the spines on his body were missing, exposing a scabrous, unwashed hide. His left eye was wrinkled into a leaky slit, and what few teeth he possessed were blackened stumps. He carried an ash staff, which he twirled in the direction of either tunnel, cackling as he performed a shuffling jig.
Which one? Which one? Beauty! Ask Trigger Frapp and he'll know!
Midda countered boldly.
Well, she just asked you, so why not tell us, Trigger Frapp, if that's your name?
The Gaussian maid had obviously taken the wrong approach. Trigger Frapp turned his back on them, no longer laughing or dancing.
Not telling you? Why should Trigger tell you beasts anything? Nasty bad, that's what you are, nasty bad.
Tiggler was over his initial fear of Trigger. The mouse babe wagged a tiny paw at him.
We not nasty bad, us are good. You be nasty bad.
An instant change came over the strange hedgehog. He slumped down against the cave wall, weeping and whimpering.
I ain't nasty bad. No beast likes poor Trigger. Just because I ain't pretty. Go away, go on, go away, all of yous. Trigger doesn't care.
Ginty stifled a giggle. She whispered to Jiddle.
This one's crazy as a frog with feathers.
Tura silenced her with a stern glance, also warning Midda in a low murmur.
I'll do the talking. Leave Trigger to me.
Turning her attention to Trigger, who had started scattering ground dust on his head, the squirrel maid adopted a kindly voice.
Oh, come on now, friend. Of course we like you, but we've got to get out of here. So please will you show us the way? We're tired and hungry, and we'd love to see daylight again.
Another mood swing came over Trigger. He rose, holding out a grubby paw.
Say, what'll yous give me?
Tura indicated the little group with a sweep of her paw.
I wish we had something to give you, friend, but we're poor beasts without a drop of water or a crust betwixt us.
Trigger's single eye narrowed.
Nothing, eh? Then you'll just have to work for me a while. That'll be worth something.
Tura nodded agreeably.
Sounds fair enough. What sort of work were you thinking of, friend?
Trigger's mood changed again. He poked Tura with the staff.
The sort of work that I say you'll do.
Jiddle sided up to Tura, whispering in her ear.
Better make it quick. Think I can hear sound from down the tunnel. It'll be the vermin.
That decided the issue instantly. Tura bowed politely.
We're at your service, Trigger. We'll work for you, no questions asked. Now can we go, please?
The scabrous hog emitted his mad cackle.
Ravages after you, are they? Want to move fast, do you? Follow Trigger, me pretty ones.